Chapter 16. Alfred Kinsey. Professor Alfred Kinsey was trained as an entomologist, an expert on insects, but became the first sex researcher in America to have a significant impact on the public. Kinsey received his doctoral degree from Harvard University in 1920. He then received an appointment to Indiana University, where he spent his entire career. Kinsey first earned a reputation as an expert on the gall wasp, having published several scientific books on the insect during the 1930s. He then became interested in the field of human sexual behavior and was struck by how little scientific information was available. Using grant money from the Rockefeller Foundation, the National Research Council, and Indiana University, in 1947, he founded the Institute for Sexual Research in Bloomington. Kinsey took the scientific techniques he used in his work with gall wasps and applied them to human sexual behavior. He was the first sex researcher to use in-depth personal interviews with subjects to gather data. He and his colleagues interviewed as many different kinds of Americans, or groups of Americans, they could find. In 1948, Kinsey published Sexual Behavior of the Human Male, a statistical analysis based on interviews with 5,300 men. The book sold over 500,000 copies, and a companion volume, Sexual Behavior of the Human Female, was published in 1953. Together, these two books are popularly referred to as the Kinsey Reports. According to Kinsey's statistical data, actual sexual behavior in humans differed greatly from what was assumed normal. For example, his research indicated that 37% of males had some sort of homosexual contact leading to orgasm at some point in their lives. Kinsey also determined that low sexual responsiveness in females was most often caused by their partners' insensitivity, not biological problems. When first published, the Kinsey reports were quite controversial. The Rockefeller Foundation, as well as other agencies, withdrew funding. Religious fundamentalists and conservative members of the U.S. Congress attacked them as degenerate and alleged they were part of some ill-defined communist plot. There were other, more important reservations. Some scientists also criticized his research techniques, claiming that the truthfulness of respondents couldn't be assured. Others pointed out that Kinsey treated sexual behavior as something completely separate from the rest of the subject's life, rather than an integral part of it. Anthropologist Margaret Mead, theologian Reinhold Niebuhr, and other prominent thinkers criticized the reports for ignoring the spiritual aspects of sex. Nevertheless, the Kinsey reports had a great impact on American and Western European society. Today, they are regarded as pioneering efforts toward an objective view of human sexuality and have significantly contributed to the liberalization of attitudes towards sexuality in recent decades. Kinsey also paved the way for more radical research into sexuality, notably by Masters and Johnson, his more important successors. Ironically, Kinsey himself was quite a Puritan in his own life and work habits. That he would become a groundbreaking sex researcher is another example of the unexpected ways science and society continue to interact in the modern world.